This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Breaking down the geek speak into street speak. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all having a great weekend so far. We have a jam-packed show for you this hour with four different interviews to get to. We're going to kick things off shortly with a chat about backing up your important information. You know, at least twice a week, if not more, I get panicked emails from listeners who had something happen to their computer and for one reason or another, their important files couldn't be retrieved. It really stinks, I know. So perhaps you need to invest in an inexpensive external drive to back up everything on a regular basis, just in case, especially as many millions of Canadians are now working and schooling from home. Anything can happen. Anecdotally, my youngest son, Ethan, he spilled a ginger ale on his MacBook, and needless to say, it won't turn on. So don't get me started about that. So we're going to catch up with WD in a moment. And speaking of working from home, many Canadian adults were thrusted into working from home and getting to know their technology, but they may not be the most tech savvy. Because of COVID-19, they maybe didn't have a choice. They had to learn to adapt and work from home and learn Zoom and word processing and cybersecurity and all that. Well, we're going to talk to a Toronto-based teacher who started an online tech tutoring business, primarily for adults, and it is called Tech Tutoring with Lisa. This might be for you. We're also going to learn about Duolingo this hour. You might know the popular app that teaches you another language for free, Duolingo. It's a great app. But they have something brand new for very young students, even preschoolers. And it's all about mastering English. So not a different language this time, but mastering your own mother tongue. It's called Duolingo ABC, and you will be the first to learn about it here this hour. And yes, it's completely free as well, just like the regular Duolingo app. And finally, we're going to learn about a Canadian healthcare website and app called Care Clinic that lets you manage all your healthcare needs from one place. And that includes prescriptions and a lot more, all for free. Again, it's called Care Clinic. We're going to get to them as well. Hey, I told you it was a busy show, right? All of this and more on Tech Talk this hour, powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's kick off the show with our first interview. Now that many millions of people are either working from home or schooling from home, it's never been more critical to properly back up your important computer files on a regular basis, as you really don't know what can happen. And at the risk of sounding preachy, I always talk about being proactive about this, so you want to do it before it's too late, of course. So we're now going to learn about the new My Passport SSD, or Solid State Drive, from WD, Western Digital. Joining us on the line to chat is Kat Pham, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Western Digital. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Hi. Thank you for the intro and excited to be here.
Thank you. Now, before we talk about the new My Passport SSD, please tell us a bit about WD.
So WD is a consumer brand under the Western Digital umbrella with a focus on enabling our consumers to be more productive. WD brings our content together, saving it in one place where it can seamlessly be organized, accessed, and shared. It means never having to think twice about where your content goes, so our lives never miss a beat. We have portable hard drives and solid state storage for folks on the go, desktop storage for those looking for massive capacity, and personal cloud storage, enabling access to your files from anywhere using our app.
All right. So Western Digital is the parent company, WDC, Western Digital Corp. Okay. And then under that umbrella, there's brands like WD, which is like a consumer brand, G Technology, SanDisk, and WD Black. Can you just very high level walk us through the differences between those sub brands?
Absolutely. Our consumers under the WD brand are everyday users with a broad spectrum of use cases. They range from business professionals to everyday content creators to hobbyists. While the WD Black brand provides PC and console gaming solutions, SanDisk focuses on mobility and G Technology on professional grade products for their consumers.
Okay, so WD is kind of like the everyday sort of consumer brand for backups and for managing your storage. G Technology, a little bit more rugged. WD Black is for gamers, computer gamers, and even console gamers if you want to connect it to, like, say, a PlayStation or an Xbox. And SanDisk is your everything from your SD cards for your digital camera to the thumb drives and all that kind of stuff. Is that fair? So without further ado, tell us about the My Passport SSD from WD.
Yes. So WD created the My Passport SSD to answer the need for more speed and better reliability without sacrificing style. As technology continues to advance, our devices make creating content so much easier. Phones are capturing pictures and videos at higher resolutions and allowing everyday people, like myself, to be content producers. As for enthusiasts and professionals, equipment specs are increasing and often boast 4K capabilities. Not only does that require more storage, but better storage, one that has higher performance and better reliability. With this generation of My Passport SSD, we've nearly doubled the performance from the previous model, and we've improved our design by creating a sleek, durable metal case offered in four gorgeous colors.
Fashion meets function, I guess. So this is an external drive, except that it's not a hard drive. It's a solid state drive. And I'm going to ask you for those benefits in a moment. But you connect this to your laptop, for example, and it could be a PC or a Mac. So you've got that external fast and reliable storage through USB or USB Type-C or what have you. But this is an external drive that we're talking about here, this SSD, but it's portable. It doesn't need to be plugged into the wall or anything, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So I'd love for you, Kat, our guest is Kat Pham, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Western Digital. If you could please explain the benefits of SSD or solid state drive compared to a hard drive, an HDD.
So with SSD, solid state drives, it has no moving parts and it also offers much higher performance. Whereas a hard drive, it has spinning disks and its benefit is having larger capacity for a lower price point. With larger files and more content, it demands next level performance. So we went from 540 megabytes per second read speeds to 1050 megabytes per second thanks to NVMe technology with our latest My Passport SSD. So now you can carry your data with confidence. This bold metal design is tough enough to handle whatever comes your way. It's shock and vibration resistant and can even stand drops up to 6.5 feet. We've coupled high performance and bold style all in a compact size that easily fits in the palm of your hand.
All right. So SSDs are more durable because they don't have any moving parts. There's no spinning platter like with a hard drive. And as a result, they're often smaller, lighter, and quieter as well. And I know that for laptops that are powered by SSD instead of a hard drive, it's also better on the battery since you're not spinning a disk. Like it's actually better on the laptop battery performance. The gap seems to be closing in terms of storage. So the one downside to SSD compared to a traditional hard drive was that you couldn't fit as many files on one of those external drives compared to a hard drive. So for example, a 512 gigabyte SSD compared to a 2 terabyte or 2000 gigabyte hard drive. But that gap seems to be closing. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. With our My Passport SSD, we are coming out with a 2 terabyte capacity later this year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. And since this is Radio Cat, can you explain what the My Passport SSD looks like? You said it had different colors and it was kind of like a metal finish to it, but is it rectangular? Like maybe you can compare it to something that we could relate to in terms of size or shape.
Sure. The size is about the general outline of a cell phone, but much smaller. So it's rectangular and it fits really nicely in your hand. We wanted to elevate the look and feel from our previous generation. So luxury items exuding class and sophistication inspired our in-house designers. With the combination of rounded corners, waving ridges, and soft edges, it gives My Passport SSD a slimmer, more pocketable shape. It would easily slip into a bag or sit nicely in the palm of your hand. Like you were saying, it comes in four colors, gray, blue, gold, and red. We chose shades of space gray, a wonderful midnight blue to be our neutral colors for global appeal. And then we have a shade of gold that gives a nod to the trendy rose gold, but dialed in to really give a high-end luxury feel of gold. And lastly, we knew we wanted a red color, but instead of a bright, fun primary red, we adjusted the color to create a shade of deep raspberry.
Oh, cool. I know one of your sister brands, G Technology, has an SSD as well called G Drive. What would you say are some of the differences between the My Passport SSD and the G Drive SSD?
Sure. Well, the use cases are different for My Passport SSD and G Drive SSD. The My Passport SSD is geared towards everyday content creators that want performance, while the G Drive SSD is designed for users looking for a more rugged product that's water, dust, and even crush resistant. Also, their audience is more of the studio professional grade type.
Got it. Okay, cool. And in terms of capacity, you said that later this year, they are going to be available in up to 2 terabytes or 2000 gigabytes, which is awesome, especially for an SSD. But the ones that are available now this fall, are they 256, 512?
Yeah, right now, what's available for My Passport SSD is 500 gig and 1 terabyte.
Wow. All right. So your entry level, My Passport, is already 500 gigs or half a terabyte, which is awesome. Finally, before we wrap up and talk pricing, Kat, if you lose the SSD, since it is an external drive, let's say you're out, falls out of your backpack, could somebody plug it into their computer and access your content?
That would be so unfortunate. But hopefully you took advantage of the option to set a password and enable hardware encryption. The software comes with the My Passport SSD, and it helps protect against unwanted access in the event of losing your drive or being lost or stolen.
Ah, that's good to know. That's something that I have not activated on my external drive. So that's a good reminder. So thank you for that, Kat. All right. Finally, how much does the My Passport SSD start at, and what would be the best website to get going, or any retailers that you may want to plug?
We are currently shipping our gray option, and the 500 gig starts at $199.99. You can purchase the product now from WD.com and Amazon.
Okay. So WD.com or Amazon, both of which are to be shipped to your door. And you can use this, again, as I mentioned off the top, whether you're learning at home or maybe you're working from home, or even if you're returning back to an office or to a classroom, this is a portable drive. So this is still an ideal solution for you, regardless of our current situation with the pandemic. We've been joined by Kat Pham, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Western Digital. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Actually, I looked up the cost of the 512 SSD, My Passport, and it's $129. So it's actually less than what she said. But then it's $249 for the 1 terabyte version. So there you go. And just to hedge your bets, take advantage of free cloud services to back up your important information to Dropbox or OneDrive or iCloud or Google Drive and so on and so forth. You're listening to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. When we return, we're going to catch up with Care Clinic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech Talk, brought to you by Chevrolet and its all new 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer. This is the first Chevrolet vehicle to offer a wireless phone projection feature. It's part of the optional technology package. This feature offers the ability to use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto through a wireless or Bluetooth connection. You can access contacts, music, charge your smartphone, and more without having to plug it in. The 2021 Chevy Trailblazer with the optional technology package is available on the Active and RS trims. You can find out more at Chevrolet.ca. Health is one of the topics I like to dive into on this program, as I'm fascinated at how technology can transform this space to help more people, perhaps for less money, regardless of where they live. I truly believe tech is reshaping healthcare in many exciting ways. So we're now going to learn about a Canadian platform called Care Clinic that is contributing to this movement now when we need it more than ever, perhaps. And so joining us on the line to chat is Akshay Khanna. He's the founder and CEO at Care Clinic. Thanks for your time, Akshay. Good to chat with you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Now, before we talk about Care Clinic, please talk to us about how the healthcare landscape has changed.
For sure. The healthcare landscape as a whole has definitely been evolving, just like any other industry, due to technological disruption. Patients are much more informed about their health, and they've started to proactively participate in managing their treatment with their doctors. So before, people were a bit more passive and did not really go ahead and record information on their own, but wearables has come in and made that much easier for them.
Okay, so the likes of Apple Watch, Fitbit, those kinds of things.
Yeah, for sure. Wearables, app, and it's just become a lot more accessible for everyone now as well.
Was it already moving in this direction prior to COVID-19 and then the pandemic just accelerated the adoption of these tools?
I feel like COVID-19 has definitely accelerated the adoption of digital health technology. I mean, we can see this from yesterday's Apple announcement, right? They just announced that you can track your blood oxygen levels on your Apple Watch now. And that's directly correlated to COVID. And then you see this in telemedicine now as well, where a lot more doctors are now offering online visitations to their patients. Beforehand, they didn't really need to do that. Most doctors' clinics were full. So now, because patients have been a little bit wary of going in, doctors have adopted telemedicine. Pharmacies have started offering refills online. Even our app actually has seen up to a 50% month-over-month increase in downloads.
Okay, so with that in mind, Akshay, tell us about the Care Clinic app. So this is a Canadian-based all-in-one health management application, from what I understand. What does that mean exactly?
When patients leave the doctor's office, they often feel overwhelmed with the amount of things they need to do to manage their treatment, especially if they have a chronic condition, which, as you may know, 44% of Canadians do, or if they are the primary caregiver to younger kids or older parents. So the Care Clinic app makes managing the entire treatment easier outside of the clinic, no matter how complex treatment may be.
Okay, got it. Maybe you can walk us through some of the features of Care Clinic. I understand there's a pill reminder, you can track your symptoms, get nutritional information, healthcare logs, and so on. Please walk us through some of those.
So our primary goal is to help patients track, understand, and eventually improve their health and well-being. So there are many apps that allow you to individually track medication, nutrition, and fitness, but we believe that there is power in having all your data together, both in terms of simplifying management of health and also in understanding how different parts interact to help the whole you, right? So this is why we have many modules and trackers that can be turned on and off according to the person's needs. So one of them is what you alluded to, which is a medication tracker, which we have spent a long time working on. So some of the main features of that are the ability to set refill reminders, adherence reminders, so basically when you should take the medication. And it comes with a built-in database of all Canadian drugs already in there. And it also goes ahead and alerts you if there's synergies or interactions based on different drugs or supplements you may be taking. But that's just one of the features that we have. There's tons of other trackers available for tracking symptoms, factors, nutrition, activities, or therapies. Just going back to how COVID has helped technology change the health landscape, one of the things that we noticed a lot of people were doing were they wanted to record factors related to possible virus risk exposure. So people can now record things such as, you know, I forgot to wash my hands on this day and this time. And it goes hand in hand with recording symptoms. So this way you can get a better sense of when you may have contracted COVID if you feel like you've contracted it. And you should present this information to a doctor when you go in to actually get tested.
Okay. We're chatting with Akshay Khanna, founder and CEO at Care Clinic. They've developed an app that is designed to help you manage all of your health related information. Do you manually have to type it in, or is there any synergies with fitness bands or activity trackers, those kinds of things?
Good question, Mark. So we do know that it can be tough manually inputting all data by hand. So what we decided to do was we allow you to actually take a picture of your prescription if need be, and that can import all the medications directly into the app. Additionally, if your clinic or your pharmacy uses Care Clinic as well, they can directly push a care plan to your account as well. But wearables, yeah, we integrate with Apple Health, Google Fit. So that means we can do input and output of your health data as needed.
Who would you say this app is for exactly? Is there a target demographic you're going after, like seniors, Gen Xers, maybe even millennials?
For sure. So the app can be used by anyone, but more specifically, it's for people with chronic conditions or people that want to use it for preventative health. Generally, we do see that the users skew slightly female. They're over the age of 20. And one of the benefits of this app is that your caregiver can use this app as well. So if you can be a dependent, they can monitor your health remotely, which can be useful at a time like this.
And how much does Care Clinic cost to download and use?
So we do want to help out as many people as we can. So Care Clinic is a freemium app. So users can use it for as long as they want for free. However, if they see that, you know, they're a power user, there are some features that they can pay for. It comes to about $5 US a month. It gives you access to features such as the ability to have more reminder tones or be able to add additional dependents or caregivers to your account.
Okay, so it's a freemium approach, and you can get the core sort of functionality for free. And then if you want to pay about $7 or something, then you're able to unlock all the additional features should you want them.
Exactly.
Okay, how do you recommend getting going? Is it available at both app stores or is there a website?
For sure. So the first thing I would recommend everyone do is go to the Apple App Store if they have an iOS device, or the Android Play Store. You can also go to our website directly as well for additional information. It's careclinic1word.io. We're also available on every social network, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Akshay Khanna, thank you so much for your time. He's the founder and CEO from Care Clinic. Great to chat with you. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Hey, before we take a short break and return with Tech Tutoring with Lisa, I want to remind you that Tech Talk is brought to you in part by ESET. We talked earlier about backing up your important information, but you should also protect your PCs, your smartphones, your tablets, and even your smart TV with good cybersecurity software. Download a free trial of ESET today at ESET.ca. That's ESET.ca. We'll be right back.
Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman continues on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Since everything went virtual since the start of COVID-19, many adults who weren't super comfortable with tech were all of a sudden expected to conduct business at home on a computer or on another device and leverage tools like Zoom for video calling and collaboration platforms like Teams. They needed to know about cybersecurity software and backup drives and all that. And again, not everyone is tech savvy. So one Ontario-based teacher decided to help with a site called Tech Tutoring with Lisa, in which her students are mostly adults opposed to kids. And joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Lisa Chero-Jay. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we talk about Tech Tutoring with Lisa, tell us about your work as an Ontario certified teacher and technology coach.
Sure. So I've been a certified teacher since 2011, and I've done a little bit of work in about everything in education. So I'm actually a certified phys ed teacher. So I've taught a few gym courses here and there, and I was a teacher librarian at a few different schools, and I've done a lot of different supply teaching. But that brought me into working with students with special needs and teaching them technology. So I've worked for two different companies now teaching technology, but what I do is I work one-on-one with kids with a variety of different special needs, whether it's ADHD, ADD, autism, dyslexia, anything. And I teach them how to use their assistive technology to help with their reading and writing and math and anything, digital organization, as well as things like Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Forms, all that kind of great stuff that I work with adults as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so with that in mind, tell us about Tech Tutoring with Lisa. What is it exactly, and why did you create it?
So Tech Tutoring with Lisa is all about helping anybody, whether it's a kid or an adult, with their computer needs. So everybody has very different needs. So I can't say that I'm going to do this, this, and this with all my clients, because every client is different and everybody has different needs. So people come to me with a problem like, I can't find my files. You know, I need help with some digital organization, or they want to get their files into the cloud and start using, you know, Google Apps. So everyone's very different. I've even had clients come to me saying, you know what, I just need help navigating Facebook or navigating Instagram. I want to learn how to post a story or make my story highlights. So everybody's been a little different, whether it's, you know, working in the cloud or social media stuff. All clients have their own needs, and we work together to put together a plan to suit their needs.
Okay. And who would you say Tech Tutoring with Lisa is for exactly? Are you catering more to, say, Gen Xers like myself, sort of middle-aged guys, or also seniors, older women and men who want to get on board the digital bandwagon? Maybe they want to keep in touch with the kids or the grandkids or master social media, that kind of thing.
100%. I would say both. More of those seniors have reached out to me so far, especially those who wish to keep in touch over video chats, those who want to learn how to use Zoom or Google Meet.
Yeah, well, we've all been thrusted into this new world, right, since the last 6 months or so. So even if you were tech adverse, it's too bad. You had to learn how to use tech in order to work or socialize or stay entertained.
100%. So I would say it's for anybody who's looking for someone just really patient to walk them through anything they need. And if I don't know how to do something, I'll tell them. And, I can look it up before a session. And if, I don't feel like it's something that we can do, I'll let them know. And, if it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit. But I'm that really patient person to just walk anybody through something that they need to give them the confidence that they need in order to do it independently.
Yeah, see, I love this because you're never too old to learn something new. And this is an often overwhelming and intimidating new digital world for many people who didn't grow up with this, right?
Exactly.
The kids somehow, they're the digital natives just get it, but the digital immigrants, they need a little bit of help.
Exactly.
We are chatting with Lisa Charo-Jay. She is the owner and operator of Tech Tutoring with Lisa. This is a service that helps students across Canada, young or old, master their technology. And it's very much catered to what specific needs and wants that they have. Can you walk us through how it works? Is it a website that you start with or do they call you? Please tell us how Tech Tutoring with Lisa works exactly.
So everybody kind of does it in their own way, but I encourage people to reach out to me at techtutoringwithlisa@gmail.com. You can look at for me on Facebook or Instagram at the same handle, Tech Tutoring with Lisa. And same with my website. It's actually a Google site, so it's a little bit hard to type. So I suggest just typing in Tech Tutoring with Lisa in Google, and I will come up in any way possible.
And then is your help with your students through the phone? Is it over video chatting? How do you interact with your students?
Great question. So it depends on my student. For some people, let's say my 91-year-old grandmother, we actually started on the phone. So we started on the phone and walked her onto using Zoom. However, if they're already able to use something like Zoom or Google Meet, we will do our tutoring through that video conferencing platform and then do use our screen sharing abilities, of course.
As we wrap up, Lisa, how much does it cost? If you can give us a rough idea, I don't know if it's by the hour or by package, and you will take students from anywhere across the country or beyond Canada?
100%. So because we're doing this virtually and using Zoom or Google Meet or Teams for our training, my clients can be absolutely anywhere in the world. I have clients from Winnipeg, from Calgary. So I'm already used to working with the time differences. And all my sessions cost $50 an hour. And we can do group rates as well. And the price goes down a little bit if you have, a friend or two who wants to join you and learn the same thing. So I suggest just getting in touch with me, Tech Tutoring with Lisa@gmail.com.
Okay. And again, you can also Google the phrase Tech Tutoring with Lisa to land on your site as well. Lisa, thank you so much for your time and congratulations. This sounds great. And I think you're going to be very busy going forward.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
I hope you're all having a great weekend so far on this third weekend of September. This show, Tech Talk, is brought to you by Chevrolet and its all-new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. It's the first Chevy vehicle, in fact, to offer a wireless phone projection feature. It was actually developed by engineers right here in Ontario, some in Oshawa, where GM is headquartered, and some at the Markham, Ontario facility. Very cool stuff. So what this means is you do not have to plug in your smartphone anymore to have CarPlay or Android Auto on your dashboard. That's where you get that familiar home screen that's like your smartphone, and you can use your voice or your fingertips when safe to do so in order to access apps and things like that, like maps and text messages and all that, where you have it read to you and then you can read them back using your voice. So now you can do it wirelessly over Bluetooth. So access your music, contacts, charge your smartphone even without having to plug it in by placing it on a wireless mat. All of that with the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. It is a first, and they're going to roll this out globally on other Chevrolet vehicles and other GM vehicles, but developed right here in Ontario. How cool is that? You do need the optional technology package, though. It's available on the Active and RS trims. You can find out more at Chevrolet.ca. Before we continue on with this show, I do want to remind our listeners that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics, and it's never been easier to do it. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of many drop-off locations near you. It could be a retailer, a community center, a school, and so on, and there's no cost to drop it off. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics, you're keeping them out of the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources, which can then be put back into manufacturing. When it comes to your devices, the future is literally in your hands. Don't let it go to e-waste. That website, again, is recyclemyelectronics.ca. Oh, and if you forget to remove all your personal information from a phone or tablet or computer, they take care of all that for you. I visited one of these facilities. I think it was in Mississauga. It was just west of Toronto, and it was pretty wild. They wear like hazmat suits kind of thing, and they have these like assembly lines where they go through all of the shredded materials, and they pull out everything that's got value, and they completely shred everything else. It was pretty cool. I shot one of those. You might know that I used to host these Cineplex spots called Gear Guide. It was like a 1-minute tech update. I haven't done one since December, and then since COVID, nothing, but it used to be every month. Anyways, we did one of them for recyclemyelectronics.ca. It was pretty cool. So I've always been a fan of that organization and encourage people to properly recycle your tech. If you throw it in the garbage can or put it in, even in the blue box, it's likely to end up in a landfill. So anyhow, enough about that. You get the point. When we return on Tech Talk, our last interview on the show will be with Duolingo to learn about Duolingo ABC for young kids. It's a completely free service that you're going to hear about for the first time right here on Tech Talk. So that will be our fourth and final guest when we return. You're listening to Tech Talk. Thank you for tuning into the program. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tech Talk with host Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
You've probably heard of or even used Duolingo. It's an incredibly popular, fun, and effective way to learn another language through bite-sized interactive lessons on your mobile phone or other devices. But today we're going to learn about Duolingo ABC for younger users. Joining us on the line to chat is Dr. Cindy Blanco. Dr. Blanco is a learning scientist at Duolingo, where she works to improve teaching efficacy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Blanco, or may I call you Cindy?
Yeah, please, Cindy. It's great to be here. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you. Now, I'm a big fan of Duolingo, I have to tell you right off the bat. So I'm familiar with the app, with the platform. But before we talk about Duolingo ABC, please tell us a bit about Duolingo for those who haven't used it or haven't heard of it yet.
Yeah, so Duolingo is a freely available app and website where we teach. Teaching is our thing. Our mission is to develop the best education in the world and to make it universally available. And so you, I know you for sure, and probably a lot of your listeners are familiar with our learning app where we teach languages to mostly grown-ups. We'll be talking about kids a little bit later. But yeah, so we are a language teaching company. We have 39 different languages that you can learn all totally for free. And we are really committed to using technology to make language teaching better.
Okay, awesome. What would you say separates Duolingo from other language learning platforms? I'm talking about like Babbel or Rosetta Stone, a bit more old school, but I think they've tried to modernize their approach.
Yeah, so we are really committed to making all of our content, all of our language courses, all totally free. And so that's really just intrinsic in our mission. And so because we are uniting like learning science, right, my side of things, with technology, there's a big focus on gamification to keep learners motivated. And as I mentioned earlier, because we teach 39 different languages, we have a huge number of global users right now, well over 300 million learners worldwide.
Wow.
And so that gives us data into how our learners are interacting with the product, how they're learning best. And so we are constantly updating and improving our courses to serve these learners using the data that we get from their experience.
So on one hand, it's free to use. And if so, what is the revenue model? Like how does Duolingo make money? And then secondly, I really like your gamification approach. Like it rewards you for mm-hmm. forming successful words, saying the right words, and you win little trophies and other ways to keep you motivated along the way.
Yeah, great. So to start, at the end of our lesson, you'll see an ad. But because the ads come after the lessons, there is no paywall. There will never be a paywall to content. And so you can opt to be a Plus subscriber. So we have a subscription plan called Duolingo Plus, and that gets you out of seeing those ads, and it gives you additional gamification features. And so the gamification that we use is really interesting because we've learned, like I said, from all this data that we have, that keeping learners motivated is often the most difficult part of language learning. And so from my side, for language teaching. And so my background is in teaching college-level Spanish classes. And this, I don't think I appreciated it at the time, but it was really nice that learners were like compelled to come to class because it was scheduled each day and they knew their friends were going to be showing up and they were paying tuition and there were homework assignments and exams. They were expecting, there was so much compelling them, motivating them to come to class. And so even if, you know, my lesson was especially challenging or tricky, they probably weren't going to like run out in the middle of class, right? They were going to stay in the room with me until the end of class. And my learners don't have that experience anymore. Now that I'm teaching through the app, you know, motivation is even more important because if I frustrate you too much, if you're not having a good experience, if it seems too boring or you don't understand the purpose of what we're doing, you just close the app, you know, and I lose the chance to teach you. And so that's why we have built right into the lessons, right into the course structure, these gamification mechanics. And so there's a heart system where, you know, if you make too many mistakes, you lose these hearts. And then you, instead of doing new stuff, you have to do practice material, which again, from like my learning perspective, practice material is really good for you.
Right. It's repetition. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And this is so important to learning. But from a learner experience, you kind of want control over what you don't want to lose those hearts. There's also a streak. So we count how many consecutive days you've been doing lessons. That is the one that keeps me motivated. I'm obsessed with my streak. And so you can see lots of kind of gamification features that way. There's lots of new social components where you can track friends and see what they've been up to, how many points they've been earning each day. And so we're really mindful of what keeps learners coming back to their lessons.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that, Cindy. Without further ado, I want to get into Duolingo ABC. So obviously that does suggest the younger grades. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, that's right. So Duolingo ABC is our new literacy app. And so this app is teaching reading and writing skills to kids in their first language for kids ages 3 to 7. And so we're focused here right now on English speaking markets, including the US and Canada, just because it's such a new product. But your listeners will be able to find it in the App Store.
So unlike Duolingo, which teaches you another language, this is reinforcing your mother tongue, your native language.
Yeah, that's right. And so kind of the science behind teaching a new language is really different from the science behind teaching you to read and write in the language you already know. And so Duolingo ABC is designed for kids who are already speaking, learning English with their families and communities. And so this is really focusing on making connections between the language they know in their head and how we map it to these really arbitrary little squiggles that we know as letters in English. And this is a really difficult challenge, right? There's nothing intrinsic to, you know, the squiggles that make an M that mean that it should make a M sound. But we've made this connection so long ago that I think it's easy for adults to forget how hard it is to make that initial like abstraction, to make that jump between M, the M in monkey and mom and mirror with that shape on the page.
Right. Yeah. And I know English can be very tough to learn. Ask anyone
who's
trying to master it as a second language. And there's so many exceptions to the rules.
Yes.
It's really difficult. We are chatting with Dr. Cindy Blanco. She's a learning scientist at Duolingo. They have a new product called Duolingo ABC for younger users. So maybe you can walk us through a couple of the bite-sized lessons, if you will, that's offered now and where you think it's going in the future. Like, give us an idea of what it's like to use the app as a 3 to 7 year old.
Yeah. So it's made so that, you know, an adult would sit down with the child, set up the account, get things started, indicate how old the child is, maybe indicate if they should kind of be advanced in the course. Maybe your child already knows some of these letters. And then you can turn the product over entirely to the child. And so the program is meant to adapt with ages. And so the experience that a 3 or 4 year old would have in the preschool lessons is meant to be really different than what you can expect from like a 6 or 7 year old, right? 6 and 7 year olds are capable of a lot more. Their motor skills are better developed. They're ready for some of those gamified features. We don't have those available for the real little kids because it can feel frustrating or a distraction. And so the course takes you through all of these different sound letter pairs in English. And like you said, English is just kind of a linguistic nightmare in this way that there's like so many exceptions, but certain letters will have different sounds in different contexts, or you know, the same sound will have different letters. There's so much to get through. And so our learning experts have kind of mapped out this path of what is needed from kids at each age. And so kids read these short stories. They learn phonics and sight words. We get them decoding, so sounding out words just as soon as we can. And we always keep the focus on comprehension. And so that's why these really silly, cute little stories that show up at the beginning and the end of each lesson are so important. But reading unlocks this whole world for kids and for adults as well. You know, that reading skills are really important to understanding math and science. You know, you're always going to have textbooks that you're interacting with in classrooms, even if it's not, you know, reading class. And especially written language is especially important right now when we're doing so much more interacting virtually, online, on our cell phones, that kids more than ever are exposed to written language and they see how it connects us across distances.
Are there ads on the Duolingo ABC app as there are with Duolingo, or because of the age you don't?
Yeah, so because of the age, there's no monetization happening. There are no ads. There's none of these like distracting features. And so parents really can feel confident letting their child navigate their own learning, because there's no traps or tricks where your kid might accidentally, you know, sign you up for something that you didn't mean to.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all totally free and really meant to be streamlined to focus on learning. And so the little learning path that the child sees is free from distractions. This is a really very child-centric, child-friendly app.
Okay, got it. Before we wrap up, is there a reason why it's only available for iPhone and iPad?
So we were starting with English just because that's the language that our literacy experts know best. But we're going to be expanding to Android and to other languages in the coming year. And so actually what happened was that we were expecting to launch Duolingo ABC around now in the fall. But then when the global pandemic locked everything down, and we realized all of a sudden parents needed as much help as they could keeping up their child's education when things were so uncertain back in the spring, that we sped up development. And so our iOS version was the one that we had ready first. And so we released that just as soon as we could to parents.
Okay. And then finally, is there a place that you'd recommend to learn more about this if there's a parent listening that's interested? Or would you just say download the app? Or is there a website that can give you a little bit more info?
Yeah, both. So you can find Duolingo ABC in the iTunes App Store, and you can also go to duolingo.com/ABC.
Awesome. Dr. Cindy Blanco, thank you so much for your time. It sounds great for preschoolers and into perhaps first and second grade. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And thank you for tuning into Tech Talk this hour. I hope you enjoyed the program. It's brought to you by Chevrolet and its all-new 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer, as well as ESET.ca cybersecurity. Have a great rest of your weekend and a happy and healthy week ahead. And I look forward to catching up with you next time on Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.